Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Tuesday, April 26th, 2022. Today he is talking about self-acceptance. In God there is no judgment or condemnation. Many are presently experiencing uncertainty, anxiety, and even extreme fear as unexpressed but deeply felt emotional conflicts arise within them, seemingly in response to the worldwide divisive confusion being constantly reported on news and social media. This is the final stage in the karmic release of eons worth of stuff that is not in alignment with love, and which must be acknowledged, thanked, and freely released before your collective awakening. The intense intent to be only loving whatever arises, that so many are now embracing, is permitting this massive and necessary eruption of stuff all across the planet so that it may be thanked and rapidly released. Love is your nature, and that is becoming apparent to increasing numbers of people, thus greatly assisting in revealing the very large number of loving communities that are forming worldwide with the basic intent for all to awaken, accompanied by the intent to accept everyone unconditionally regardless of their beliefs and opinions, as they realize that that is how love always engages. Love unites and fear divides. As more and more people choose only love, divisions within groups, communities, organizations, and nations start to dissolve, and this can be seen all across the world as the motivation to end the present state of chaos and the resultant conflicts strengthens and intensifies. God's love for humanity, for every single human without any exceptions whatsoever, is utterly beyond your ability to comprehend. In God there is no judgment or condemnation, there is only love, and love is always unconditional. Anything else is not love. You know deep within yourselves that you are one with Mother, Father, God, and that therefore you too are love. But mostly you do not allow yourselves the time to delve deeply enough within yourselves to uncover this truth about yourselves. Even when you set the intent to take the time to do so, you very frequently allow your egos to distract you with thoughts of your unworthiness or even sinfulness, and then focus your attention elsewhere, away from the ego's unreal but very depressing and unsettling self-negating thoughts. All in form are love, incarnate, because love is all. Your task as humans in form is to be and demonstrate who you are, love in action. You do this very simply by setting the intent daily to be only loving whatever arises, and then renewing it whenever it comes to mind throughout the day. And you must forgive yourselves whenever you notice yourselves not honoring this intent. You are humans in form, and humans make mistakes, because it is part of the learning experience that you chose to undergo when you totally freely volunteered to be incarnate at this final moment in humanity's spiritual evolution, and which is leading to your collective grand awakening. You have all had many earth lives and therefore many deaths where you returned to the non-physical realms to assess and integrate what you had learned, before incarnating yet again to continue learning and to assist others with whom you found yourselves in any kind of relationship. The whole purpose is to awaken and to know yourselves as you truly are, one with Source. Many of you do accept this intellectually as the truth, but your egos do a great job of convincing you that now is not the time, that you have to attend to daily living and defend yourselves against others who do not have your best interests at heart. As long as you accept those ego-derived beliefs as valid, you will fearfully keep your hearts closed, not realizing that love surrounds you in every moment of your existence, waiting extremely patiently for you to choose to open yourself to receive its loving embrace. Those of you who have children know that your love for them will never end, that you will continue to love them even if they misbehave or are taken from earth seemingly prematurely. Well, God's love for you is infinitely more intense than yours as humans is for your children. So allow yourselves to accept his loving embrace in every moment, just as your children accept yours. When you accept love fully and freely into your hearts, your knowing awareness of its reality guides you to extend and share it unconditionally with everyone with whom you interact. Doing that demonstrates very clearly to others that love is real. This is why you incarnated this time around, and no one but you can fulfill this mighty and beautiful divine task. This is why we in the non-physical realms keep on reminding you of how absolutely essential it is for each of you to go deeply within yourselves daily and recharge yourselves with love. Love is the energy field in which all exists and where all is possible. There is nowhere and no place else. However, choosing to incarnate as a human into the very limiting illusory or dream state, as you all have done, means accepting the whole gamut of limitations that the human condition imposes upon you. There are gateways or paths through many of those limitations, and the way to find them is through deep relaxation into the individual depth of yourselves during your undisturbed daily time alone, fully honoring yourselves because you are in every moment one with and utterly inseparable from your divine source, your creator, your mother, father, God. And, of course, you can use any term that appeals to you and resonates with you as the label to describe in human terms the infinitely wise and loving supreme being who is all. Whatever word you may choose to label your source is totally immaterial, and most of you believe that you do need to attach a label or name. Just realize that everyone is perfectly entitled to use their own label, and that Source loves you always infinitely, whatever label you choose to use as a form of address. Mother, Father, God cannot be offended, being infinitely free and unboundedly lovingly self-accepting. When each of you chooses to engage with life with complete honesty and integrity, you too will find yourselves in a state of self-acceptance, and others' opinions of you, either good or bad, will not influence you at all, solely because you are being true to yourselves. Doing this is to trust in your individual sovereignty, bestowed upon you by God at the moment of your creation, and which is eternally unchanging. You are as God created you. There is no other aspect of you. You are. And in that you are eternally one with Source in exquisite, flawless perfection. Rejoice in your perfection, knowing that you cannot and would not wish to attempt to improve on God's utterly perfect creation. You. With so very much love, Source.